I know what I'll do today. I'm going down to the library.
Perhaps the most mislabeled entertainment genre is what we refer to as reality TV. The belief that anything can be real in the presence of cameras is misleading at best and downright deceitful at worst. That's one of the themes at work in Karen Zacarias's The Book Club play, Sixth Street Playhouse's season opener, running now on its newly christened Monroe Stage, what used to be known as their studio theater, through September the 15th. The show's title sums up things pretty neatly. A group of friends and co-workers have formed a book club. The group dynamic changes with the introduction of two variables. First, the group leader has arranged for their meetings to be filmed under the auspices of famed avant-garde Danish documentarian Lars Knudsen. On top of that, one of the members has invited a neighbor to join them, completely skipping over their intense vetting process. The group may survive one alteration to their rigid world, but can it survive two? Zacarias's characters are pretty stock. There's Anna, played by Maureen O'Neill, the control freak leader. Rob, played by Marc Assad, her milquetoast husband who never reads the books and mostly comes for the food. Will, played by John Browning, Rob's fastidious college roommate and Anna's ex-boyfriend. Jen, played by Heather Gibeson, Anna's flailing-at-life friend. And Lily, played by Brittany Sims, Anna's sassy co-worker and the group's newest member. The only character that breaks out of the stock mode is Alex, played by Ian Dean, a professor of comparative literature whose life has been upended by his lack of knowledge of sparkling vampires. Director Jessica Headington had her hands full with the overabundance of themes at play here. It seemed at times that Zacarias didn't know what she wanted her play to be about. It's undergone two revisions since its 2009 premiere. So she wrote about everything: friendship, marriage, self-identity, race, sexuality, infidelity, career fulfillment, group dynamics, role-playing, honesty, and truth. The show's most interesting moment came in a debate over whether pop culture can be considered culture at all. Why shouldn't a terribly written pulp novel that sold millions of copies be considered in the same league as Moby Dick? Headington and her cast have fun with it, and you will laugh, but I found this show about artificiality in life a bit too artificial. The book club play runs through September 15th on the Monroe Stage at the 6th Street Playhouse in Santa Rosa. Thursday through Saturday evening performances are at 7:30 p.m. There are Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. For more information, go to 6thstreetplayhouse.com. From Second Row Center, I'm Harry Duke for KRCB.
The seven dwarfs begin to shout, "Say, take us with you, check us out." Then Cinderella gets her gown and Babar grabs his crown. And then Curious George swings from the shelf. Along comes Mother Goose herself. Out the door we danced and sang. The whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the